It's Lunchtime with the Oldies here on Herb Day Radio, brought to you by the Sugar Shack at 132 South High in Hillsboro. I know you got your shopping at least started over the weekend, and you know there's just no better Christmas shopping companion than the Sugar Shack. You have a sweet tooth that's nagging at you. You stop, you satisfy it at the Sugar Shack, and well, it just makes the rest of your shopping go so much better. Stop in and see Joe and Helen and tell them you heard about them here on Herb Day Radio. A request already for Sounds of the Season. Remember Burl Ives?
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shining nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say,
all of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
You'll go down in history.
You're on the air.
Biz the day. This is that award-winning best. That'd be a tunny for those of you who think that Grandma really got run over by a reindeer. That'd just be a song. I'll sue you.
In the Christmas spirit, are we?
Oh, absolutely, Mr. Day. Hildy Sue, that'd be my trophy wife.
I've heard.
And I went Christmas shopping last Friday, and I found this book of sayings.
Sayings?
You know, things that people say that are humorous, profound, and memorable.
What's it called?
It's called Things That People Say That Are Humorous, Profound, and Memorable. Ms. Day, your wife is right. Your attention span is shot.
Okay.
Anywho, here are some delightful offerings from the book.
Okay, let's hear them.
Don't get pushy. I still might move in next door to you.
What a pain.
What was that?
I said I hope it doesn't rain.
Here we go. What's blue and smells like blue paint?
I don't know. What?
Blue paint. You really need to get a checkup, Mr. Day.
Okay. What else you got?
Last words of a highly venomous snake. Scratch. I bit my tongue. Oh, don't hang up. He might not find his way back to his recliner. I'm worried about him. Hello? Hello?
Lunchtime with the Oldies continues here on Herb Day Radio, brought to you by the Sugar Shack at 132 South High in Hillsboro. Well, this song was the first time that we heard of a young man by the name of Kent Lavoie. This song debuted in 1971, and the single peaked at number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100 and was the first of 4 of his songs to hit number 1 on the Easy Listening chart. Well, his name is Kent Lavoie, but you and I knew him as Lobo. This is Me and You and a Dog Named Boo on Lunchtime with the Oldies.
I remember to this day the bright red Georgia plane, how it stuck to the tire after the summer rain. Willpower made that old car go. A woman's mind told me that so. Oh, how I wish we were back on the road again. Me and you and a dog named Boo, traveling and a living off the land. Me and you and a dog named Boo, how I love being a free man. I can still from an old hen. Old MacDonald, he made us work, but then he paid us for what it was worth. Another tank of gas and back on the road again. Me and you and a dog named Boo, traveling and a living off the land. Me and you and a dog named Boo, how I love being a free man. I'll never forget the day we motored stately into big L.A. The lights of the city put settling down in my brain. Though it's only been a month or so, that old car's bugging us to go. We gotta get away and get back on the road again. Me and you and a dog named Boo, traveling and living off the land. Me and you and a dog named Boo, how I love being a free man. Me and you and a dog named Boo, traveling and living off the land. Me and you and a dog named Boo, how I love being a free man.
1971 memories from Lobo and Me and You and a Dog Named Boo. Lunchtime with the Oldies here on Herb Day Radio. Want to say hello to Bill and Helen Cross. They're listening to us this afternoon in Nelsonville. This is Gallery. It's so nice to be with you.
Oh, it's so nice to be with you. And do, and it's so nice to hear you say you're gonna please me in every way. Honey, I got the notion you're causing commotion in my soul. Baby, you and me have got something that's real. I know it's gonna last a lifetime. You better believe it, girl, and that I call your name. Darkness fills my room, I'm only dreaming about the time I'm gonna be with you. Oh, it's so nice to be with you. I love all the things you say. Thank you.
pick me up and help me to carry on. Oh, little things mean a lot when you need a shoulder to cry on. I'm there to ease the pain and chase away the rain. Now, darling, I just gotta say, oh, it's so nice to be with you. I love all the things you say and do. And it's so nice to hear you say you're gonna please me in every way. Oh, it's so nice to be with you. I love all the things you say and do. And it's so nice to hear you say you're gonna.
Lunchtime with the Oldies, brought to you by the Sugar Shack at 132 South High in Hillsboro. Thank you for inviting us in to have lunch with you today. I appreciate it so very much. Here's one by request. These are the Cow Sills. Remember this?
I saw her sitting in the rain, raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew she could make me happy. Flowers everywhere. I love the flowers. Oh, I don't know just why. She simply caught my eye.
I love the flowers.
She seemed so sweet and kind. She crept into my mind. Say hello.
Hello, hello.
She smiled up at me.
Hello,
then she took my hand and we walked through the park alone. And
I knew
she had made me happy.
Happy. She had made me very happy.
And I was in a game. Sun broke through.
See the sun.
I turned around, she was gone.
Where did she go?
All I had left was one little flower in my hand. But
I knew
she had made me happy.
Happy, happy. She had made me happy.
Flowers in her hair.
You're on the air.
Well, Mr. Day, I saw you went to the mountains over the weekend.
Mr. Stewart, how did you see that?
I'm a ghost.
Oh, that's right.
I think I was right. Your attention span needs some help.
Now, don't you start.
That's what I said in your car this morning.
So you're the reason I had to walk to work in the wind and rain this morning.
You're pretty easy, Mr. Day. You really think I have that kind of power?
No, not really.
Well, I do.
What?
Just kidding.
Look, my heart can't take too much of this, Mr. Stewart.
Speaking of that, you know, everyone thinks failing health put me here. But the truth is, they should have investigated my wife.
Really? Well, I guess I never gave it a thought.
Oh, yes. The missus told me the morning of my death she wanted more space, so I locked her outside, and she shot me through the door.
Really?
You are so easy, Mr. Day. No, you really should get a checkup. Doesn't he put you in the mind of a man who's just a little uptight? Hello? Hello?
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I'd go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm, where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha! You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed, you laughed, and laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. I cooked your food, I cleaned your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds. Ha? Well, you just wait, they'll find you yet, and when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm, where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away.